Good afternoon. I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports, and weather. Rescuers have found the body of the last worker missing after Tuesday's blast at a hydroelectric plant in Italy, bringing the final death toll to 7. The cause of the blast at Enel Green Power Plant near Bologna remains unclear. South Africa's Electoral Commission has appealed to the country's highest court to rule on whether ex-President Jacob Zuma can stand in a general election in May. It is the latest twist in a legal wrangling over the eligibility of the 81-year-old, who was sentenced to 15 months in jail in 2021 after refusing to testify to a panel investigating financial corruption and cronyism during his presidency. Beijing has criticized the United States, Japan, and the Philippines and defended its actions in the South China Sea as lawful after U.S. President Joe Biden hosted a trilateral meeting in Washington. Biden pledged to defend the Philippines from any attack in the South China Sea at the White House summit, which came amid repeated confrontations between Chinese and Philippine vessels in the disputed waterway. Meta announced it is developing new tools to protect teenage users from sextortion scams on its Instagram platform, which has been accused by U.S. politicians of damaging the mental health of youngsters. Gangs run sextortion scams by persuading people to provide explicit images of themselves and then threatening to release them to the public unless they receive money. In local news, CFL has announced that train services connecting Esch-sur-Alzette and Bettenberg have resumed in both directions. The disruption this morning was attributed to a technical fault at the Nürzang command post. Maintenance teams were on site to address the issue. Finally, the Grunewald Junction will be partially closed from 8 o'clock this evening until 4 a.m. on Monday. To mitigate disruption, traffic will be diverted via the A1 towards Gasparish, the Ham Interchange, and subsequently onto the A1 towards Trier. For more on these stories and for the latest news, check out today.lu. Turning now to sport, and in rugby, Bulls forward Nizam Carr heads to Northampton on Saturday for the Champions Cup quarterfinals with a place in South African rugby history on the line. A victory for the Bulls would guarantee a first South African side in the semi-finals of the tournament. In tennis, 7-time champions Australia seized control of their Billie Jean Cup qualifier against Mexico today, despite losing Storm Hunter on the eve of the tie to a serious Achilles injury. Samantha Stosur, in her first match as captain, picked Hunter as her number 2 singles player, but she suffered a ruptured tendon during a practice session ahead of the clash in Brisbane. Can't get enough sport? Then head over to today.lu. The clouds should break up a bit this afternoon, leaving us with dry and partly sunny skies, a moderate breeze, and warmer temperatures of between 16 and 18 degrees.